Blog Talk Radio.
Radio tonight, and truly it's an honor to be here. You know, as I always say, every opportunity that I get to be on with you guys, it's truly a blessing, truly an honor. And tonight I get to expose the tricks of Satan. Yes, that's what I get to do tonight. I was given specific orders and specific instructions to expose Satan tonight because of all his tricks and everything that he's been doing in our lives. You know, this is not a game. I say this I say this every time. This is not a game. This is not a joke. Satan, he comes to kill, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. And tonight, it's time that we bring some stuff to light. It's time, as Waywalkers, as believers, as Christians, it's time that we stand up and we take a stand against Satan, because we know that he will never win. He knows where, at the end of the day, he knows where he's going to end up. And tonight I was given that opportunity to expose Satan. We did have another topic beforehand, but as I said, I was given special orders and special instructions to expose Satan and to call him out, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. So before I get started, as I do with every show, I'm just gonna open up in a brief word of prayer. Because that's what we need to do. If we're going to go on attack, we should always be prepared. We should always be prepared, be covered. So, Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord God Jesus, I thank you for just another opportunity to be here. I thank you for every opportunity that I get, to be on air and to share. And to share what I know, tonight, as I said before, I'm going to get ready to expose Satan. I'm going to expose him and call him out for all the tricks and everything that he's doing to affect your children, to affect believers. Tonight, Lord God, I ask that you will just speak through me as always. Lord God Jesus, I know that I'm not the one doing the talking, but I know it's you that talks through me. So Lord God Jesus, I pray that you will just, oh God, just anoint every ear that's listening, oh God Jesus. Anoint, oh God Jesus, all the listeners, oh God Jesus, whether they're new listeners or whether they've been following for a long time, oh God Jesus, I pray that you will just, oh God, anoint them, bless them, oh Lord God Jesus, tonight. In your name, Father, I give you thanks once again, O Lord God, for everything that you're doing and everything that you will do. In your name, Father, I pray. Amen. So tonight, I'm here, as I said before, I'm here to expose the tricks of Satan. And one example, as you heard at the top of the show, the song started to play, and then it stopped. Apparently there's a small technical error issue, but that's just one example of what Satan wants to do. There's many times when we have done broadcasts, we've done numbers of broadcasts, and most of them go on pretty well, and then there's some of them where we have major technical difficulties, major technical issues, and there's been other times when we can't even do a show because for some technical reason or another we just can't seem to get on air and to do our shows. That's basically because Satan knows that every time we get on air, we expose and then we tell truth. That's what I'm here to do tonight. As I always say, you know, I'm the happy go lucky guy. You know, I'm the happy go lucky guy that likes to encourage, that likes to smile. But, you know, tonight I'm putting that guy away, and I'm gonna be serious. I'm gonna be real, because, as I said before, you know, Satan comes to kill. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. There's nothing better that he likes to do than to mess around with people's lives. Whether it's their personal life, whether it's their personal health, you know, whether it's their bank accounts, financial accounts, you know, their finances. You know, Satan likes to mess around with everything. You know, no matter how happy we get, Satan will always find a way. I'm telling you, Satan will always find a way to come in and to attack us. And you know, that's what he's been doing. There's many cases in my life when I'm at an all time high, just you know, just being happy, just being me. Then all of a sudden, Satan comes along, and you know, he just wreaks havoc. You know, he just wreaks havoc in our lives. You know, as I said before, you know, as I was talking on Friday, last Friday night, on my soapbox, you know, I was given opportunity, you know, to move to a different city, move to a different location, you know, to start up and do business, and what have you. And for the ministry. And you know, as I said, some people were like, okay, you know, some people were like, yes, go ahead, you know, go ahead, follow your dreams, do what you gotta do to be successful. Some people, they were like extremely happy for me, and so on. And then, you know, as I said before, like there are some people. There are some people that you know that said that they were happy, but you could kind of tell, you know, they weren't sure if I was making the right decision. They weren't sure, you know, if I was ready. They weren't sure, you know, if I had, and they're basically questioning me if I'm ready to make a change in my make this change in my life or whatnot. But you know, that's just one thing. That's just something that Satan does. He sends people, you know, to bring that doubt. He sends people to bring that fear, you know. But you know, As long as I know who Jesus is, as long as I know who my Savior is, I have no fear. You know, I have no fear. You know, I don't have any doubts. You know, Satan comes along and he wants to plant doubts in our minds. He wants to play mind games with us. He wants to do everything possible to make us miserable. He wants to do everything in his power to try and stop us from being successful. Well, you know, I'm not gonna stand for it tonight, and neither should any of you. I'm not gonna stand up and have this happen any longer, because you know, Satan will do everything possible, you know, to discourage us, to make us angry, you know. He basically wants to see us fail. You know, Satan basically wants to see us give up. You know, he doesn't want us to be happy. He figures as long as he's miserable, we should be miserable too. You know, if I can't get what I want, then neither should you. And I'm gonna come along and make your lives miserable. I'm going to do everything in my power to make your lives miserable. Well, tonight, that's not going to happen. Tonight, this is where I draw the line. You know, as I said before, I was given special instructions. I was given special orders to call Satan out and to expose him. And I'm happy to do it because, you know, as I said before, I've had enough. You know, I've had enough of Satan and his tricks. I've had enough of everything that he wants to do to us as God's children and as his believers. And I'm pretty sure that there are some of you out there that's fed up and tired. And you know, we just want to get rid of him altogether. You know. You know, something else. You know, we could be going well about our day. You know, we could be going well about our day, having the time of our lives, and all of a sudden we get attacked with sickness. Yeah. Yeah, Satan attacks us with sicknesses and disease. Just a few hours ago, you know, earlier on in the day, we were doing fine. We were having the time of our lives, and then all of a sudden, just like that, Satan wants to come and attack us with sickness and disease. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. You know, Satan wants to attack our health, our well-being of all things. He comes to kill and to destroy us. And you know, if he can't get us in one form or another, then he'll try another way. You know, sickness. You know, as I said before, sickness is an example. But you know, I'm here to tell Satan that there's nothing he can do to stop us. There's nothing he can do that will cause us to give up on God. There's nothing he can do that will cause us to quit. You know, as I said before in my previous shows, we go through struggle. You know, I go through a struggle. Everybody goes through a struggle. And you know, the one thing that Satan wants to do, he wants to see us quit. He wants to see us give up. You know, but not this guy. No, not me. Cause see, I did not come this far. I did not come this far to give up, and neither should you. I did not come this far to say I quit. I did not come this far, you know, to give up on what the Lord has done for me and this ministry. And personally, as a member of this ministry, you know, Satan. I'm just gonna come out and say Satan basically wants to see this ministry fail. you know, he doesn't like the fact that, you know, as I said before at the top of the show, he doesn't like the fact that we do these shows. He doesn't like the fact that we have our Bible studies. He doesn't like the fact that we have our prayer sessions. He doesn't like any of that. But you know what, though? It's all good because, as I said before, you know, we won't stop. You know, we won't stop. We can't stop. We won't stop. You know, no matter how hard Satan knocks us down, we're just gonna come back stronger. You know, we're just gonna come back better. You know, I personally am going to come back better. No matter how hard Satan wants to knock me down or any of my family down. You know, we're going to come back better. We're going to come back stronger, and we're just going to fight. You know, that's what we have to do. Sometimes in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our trials or what have you, we just gotta take the gloves off and fight. We just gotta go to war and fight. And that's it. You know, that's it. And you know, we have God as our protector. We have God as our shield. You know, we have that armor that God has given us. You know, we have that. So you know, we have nothing to fear. You know, I have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. What's there to be afraid of? We know that God is protecting us. He's watching over us. You know, so as long as we have protection, as long as we have each other watching each other's back, there's nothing that Satan will do to us that can stop us from serving God. You know, there's nothing that Satan can do. You know, take me for example right now. You know, I'm trying to do this broadcast. You know, I'm trying to do this broadcast, and you know, Satan is trying to attack my sinuses right now. He's trying to attack my sinuses. You know, he's trying to attack my throat right now. You know, if you hear me, I'm pretty sure you hear me coughing every now and again throughout this broadcast. But you know, I'm still gonna keep going. I'm still gonna keep talking because as I said before, Satan doesn't want me to expose him. He doesn't want me to expose him for who he is. But you know, I'm gonna still keep talking. I'm still gonna keep doing this broadcast one way or another. And you know, I personally want to see Satan cast down and brought to justice. You know, he's taken attack on so many people's lives. He's attacked so many innocent people. And all because of the fact that he doesn't want to see us succeed. He doesn't want to see us happy. He doesn't want to see any of that, you know. But as I said before, we know who we serve. I know who my God is. You know, I know who my God is. We all know who our God is. We serve a mighty God. We serve an everlasting Father that will never leave us, He'll never forsake us, always be there to protect us. That's what God does. You know, that's who He is. You know, Satan will cause us to even doubt God, to even doubt our Heavenly Father. You know, as I said before, he likes to play mind games. He likes to play around with our minds. He likes because you know that he figures that's an easy target. He figures that's an easy target. You know, why do that? You know, why trust in God? You know, he will send people to be like, why trust in God? You know, he allowed that person to get sick. He allowed this accident to happen to that person. So why are you going to trust God? What has he done for you? You know, what has he done for you? You know, it's examples, stuff like that. You know, that will plant in our minds to make us doubt God. And the thing is, it's really amazing, you know. It's really amazing to see that, you know, we believe God, I trust in God, and that's something that I'll do till my dying day. There's nothing that can be done. There's nothing that Satan can do, you know, to make me change my mind about God, I sure, and that's just it, you know. Amen. Praise God. I got a caller on the line. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just doing this show, y'all.
Okay, it's cool. Just thought I'd join you guys.
Sorry, took a while,
you know, here at work still, but you know, it's all going good.
No, man. Felix, go ahead, man. I'm just trying to expose Satan for who he is and what he's doing in our lives, man. That's just it because, you know, as you probably heard me say before, like I've had enough of what Satan has been doing in our lives. He's been trying to personally attack us, you know, mentally, personally, financially, and, you know, like, enough is enough, man.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's good that, you know, we're all just here trying to, you know, just really share about, you know, just many of the things that we do for God, you know. Granted, we're not perfect. We're not perfect, you know. We have our flaws, we have our floors, you know. But we just got to do what we got to do every day, you know, just to please Him and glorify Him always. So, for me, it's the same, you know. I think it's just one of the things that has kept me, you know, sane and in my right mind. And, you know, because without Him, I think I'd probably lose my sanity or be gone. I don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. So I always try to focus on the fact that, you know, He's the one who's kept me alive, you know.
Yeah.
And. So I really, you know, praise Him for that. And when people are, you know, have no hope or they lose hope and they feel hopeless and, you know, they kill themselves and, you know, and all these things are happening, you know, He is hope. And, you know, if you put your hope in Him and you rely on Him, you know, then, you know, that will keep you from killing yourself and from doing anything to yourself or others. And, you know, you know, that will keep you sane and it will keep you in your right mind. So that's something I've had to learn over the years. You know, God is really,
right.
Basically it's because of Him that I'm alive and I haven't, you know, done anything like that, you know, but,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely could be a testimony to everybody about that, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, I could have been dead. Who knows? Something could have happened to me, I mean, a long time ago. But I'm still here, you know. I'm still mm-hmm. here according to his will, according to his grace. So, but it's all due to him, and it's all due to the mercy that he's had on me, even though I don't deserve it. But he's still giving it to me, and, you know, he's shown me mercy, and, you know, I thank Jesus as well because he provided Jesus, you know, as a sacrifice. And like I said, I'm unworthy, but, we all are, but he's, you know, blessed us gracefully and given us his son. So, and that's a beautiful thing that we all should cherish and always hold on to and never forget that and always appreciate that, you know. So, and that's something that I'm very encouraged to share and say mm-hmm. about myself, you know.
Right.
So, definitely it's good to be back. You know, hope everything's well. Hope everyone's okay. Praise God.
Man.
It's good to hear you too, man. You know,
It's good to have you on the air, man, as always.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So I'll just pass on the mic. Go on ahead.
All right. We'll see as you can see there, man. That's my brother Felix there, man. And he's just sharing his testimony. And you know, I'm pretty much the same way. You know, I was supposed to be dead and gone. I never really had any suicidal thoughts or whatnot. But you know, at a young age, I was supposed to be dead and gone. You know, I had suffered an accident when I was much younger, you know. I suffered a horrible accident, you know. And as I just said, you know, I was supposed to be dead and gone. I wasn't supposed to be here, you know. But you know, as Felix said, you know, God not only kept him. But he kept me as well, you know. He kept me alive, so that God knew that he had a special plan for my life. God knew that he had a special purpose for my life. You know, God knew well ahead of time before I did that I would be here, you know, doing this broadcast. He saw that far into the future for me, you know. And for that, I give God thanks, you know. You know, and we talk about you know, suicidal thoughts. You know, that's one thing that Satan loves to use against us. You know, whether you're a believer or non-believer, that's what Satan likes to use against us. You know, he likes to make us, as I said before, he wants to see us sad. You know, he wants to see us depressed. He wants to see us depressed, you know, for example, you're a married couple or what have you, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong in the marriage, and you know, you have to separate, and you go through and eventually gets to the point of divorce. And then you're driven into depression. And what have you? You're driven into depression, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden you start doing stuff. You start doing strange things that starts to affect your life, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking suicidal thoughts until you commit the act yourself, and you know, it's stuff like that, you know, that Satan uses against his people. It's stuff like that, you know, that we're exposing tonight. You know, we've said we're basically saying, you know, enough is enough. Enough with all the games, enough with all the mind games, enough with all these tricks. Because, you know, as believers, you know, as believers, as waywalkers, you know, we won't be stopped. I said it before, and I'll keep saying it again. You know, we won't be stopped. We can't stop. You know, we were given a purpose to serve God. You know, God's the one that gave us life. You know, God's the one that gave us life. He created us to serve him so that we could carry out his purpose, carry out his will, and you know, for Satan to come along and to, you know, just basically just destroy everything, you know. Me personally, like as I said before, enough, and I keep saying it throughout this broadcast. Enough is enough. You know, I'm basically got to the point where I'm just frustrated, where I'm just tired of all these tricks. I'm tired, you know, of Satan messing around with our lives, whether it be spiritually, whether it be our physical health, you know, whether it's financially, you know, enough is enough. Because as long as we have God in us, as long as we're serving God, you know, we will be successful whether Satan likes it or not. You know, we will be successful in everything that we do, whether it's at our jobs, whether it's with our families, you know, in everything that we do, you know, As long as we have God, and as long as we know that God is within us and we're serving Him, we will continue to be successful. And there's nothing that Satan can do to stop us, because when Satan is saying no, God is saying yes. You know, God is saying yes to our dreams. God is saying yes to our goals. You know, whenever Satan wants to send people to come at us. You know, we just gotta move forward and move on. You know, whether we lose some people along the way, whether we lose some family members along the way, whether we lose some friends along the way, you know, it's all good because God is always taking away and adding. You know, God is always, as I said on multiple shows, you know, God is always showing us the right people to align ourselves with, so that his mission, his work can be carried out. And there's nothing that Satan can do about it. You know, there's nothing that the enemy can do about it. You know, as I said before, you know, Satan can try to knock us down. He can try to bring us down, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, but we will not stop giving thanks We will not stop praising God. No matter how hard Satan tries to stop us, no matter what Satan tries to do, you know, he will. You know, as I said before, he knows where he's gonna end up. You know, he knows there's a special place prepared for Satan and his angels. So he knows where he's going, and basically what he's trying to do, he's trying to take us down with him. You know, he's upset with God. So he wants to take God's children down with him because Satan basically can't get what he wants. Sorry, but that's not gonna happen. You know, as long as I'm serving God, you know, as long as God's children is serving God, we're going to stay in this fight. You know, we're just going to keep pushing forward, no matter what our trials are, no matter what, point blank. You know, we're still gonna stand for Christ. You know, we're still gonna stand up. We're still gonna spread His word. We're still gonna do His work. You know, we're still gonna live out our dreams. We're still gonna do what we can to make sure that God's work is going forward. I have about 18 minutes left or whatnot. So if there's anybody else who wants to call in and share or give an example, our number here is 917-889-3226. Or if you want to email us, you can do that at waywalkers@hotmail.com, and we will definitely get back to you there. Or if you don't want to call in, you can reach us on our Facebook page, the Waywalkers group, and leave your comments in there. You know, there's always someone to talk to, whether it's myself, Felix, Bella, any one of us. If you want to leave a comment or talk with us personally, you can do that, and we'll get back to you, in praise God. So, I said a lot tonight. Felix came on and shared his testimony, and that's all what we're doing tonight. You know, we're exposing Satan. You know, we're exposing the tricks of the devil tonight, and there's nothing he can do about it. You know, there's absolutely nothing he can do about it. You know, as I said before, I was given this opportunity, you know, to come on and to basically call Satan out. You know, and that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do, as believers. You know, we need to stand up against Satan and tell him like enough is enough. You know, we're tired of you messing around in our lives. We're tired of you always trying to put us down. As I said before, every time we're at a high level of joy and happiness, Satan will come along and try to bring us down, no matter what. Because as I said before, Satan does not like us to be joyful. He does not like us to be happy. He basically wants us to be miserable. He basically wants to be miserable and upset, and he basically wants us to give up on God. I say no to that. I say no to that. No matter how hard we fall, no matter how hard I fall, I'm not gonna give up. And as I said, neither should you. That seems to be the theme of the month so far. Talking about never giving up, never quitting. That's very important. Because we can't quit. We should never quit, we should never give up. No matter how tired we may feel, we still stay fighting. We still keep going, and we know we have God protecting us. We have people backing us up. So with that said, Felix, I'm not sure if you had anything else you wanted to add tonight.
Basically, I just wanted to encourage everyone with that, and just keep listening, and definitely, we're here, we're family, and we're always here to encourage one another and encourage you as well. Know that Christ is Lord, and the Word of God is very powerful, very living and active today as it was then, and always will be. And if you let it really guide you, and you'll be surprised how much of an effect it can have on your life. So I definitely encourage you all to continue listening, and also just read the Word, read the Bible for yourself, and let it guide you, let it convict you, and you'll see. It'll be a big difference in your life. So I want to encourage you all with that. And definitely wish you all a good night, and God bless you all. And that's it.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So once again, you heard it. Anytime you feel discouraged, anytime you feel like giving up, you could always turn to the Word of God, because there's something in there for every situation. There's something in the Word of God for every situation. There's something in there for everyone. And not only do you read the Word of God, but you pray as well. Speaking of praying, tomorrow night is Thursday, soda pot prayer. That's where Bella and I go before the Lord and we lift up all the prayer requests, all of you guys' prayer requests to the Lord. So feel free to join us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. We also do have some other shows during the week, like tonight and Saturday nights. It's usually our big main shows. Sunday night it's Mark of the Beast with Daniel and Craig Addison. Their show usually ranges from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday nights it's Bible study, Waywalkers Bible study with Felix and Bella, and they just basically break down the word of God for all of you. Me included. Friday nights, it's pretty much it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much what open night, really. Whatever God wants to say, you know, on the minds of us Waywalkers, you know, we will come on air and share, you know, what the Lord has for us and what the Lord has placed on our minds and in our hearts. So basically, every night except for Tuesdays, we do have shows going at nine p.m. So feel free to come and listen to us, you know. And if you happen to miss a show, our shows do get archived at blogtalkradio.com. /Waywalkers WWM, and you could also find us on iTunes as well. So, with that being said, and I got a few more minutes left. I'm glad that I was able to be on air to expose the tricks of Satan, because these things really do need to be exposed and brought to light, you know. And basically it's us basically saying and telling him enough is enough. We've basically had enough. And no matter how hard you try to keep us down and put us down, we're just gonna get back up and fight even harder. You know, we're just gonna become even stronger. And despite the fact that, you know, you might send people to try and discourage us and try to keep us down, you know, it's not gonna work. We're just gonna take all that and use it to motivate us to become better, to become stronger, you know. And tonight, as I said, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Satan has been messing around with some of your lives tonight. You know, I'm pretty sure in one form or another Satan has attacked you tonight. But if there's anything that I could say to encourage all my listeners tonight, is to just stay strong, you know. Stay the course, you know. Don't give up. No matter how hard things are, you know. Never give up on God. Because he never gives up on us. You know, no matter, as my brother Felix said, like, we're not perfect. You know, I know for a fact that I'm not perfect. I've slipped up on so many occasions. It's not even funny. But, you know, God's never given up on us. You know, God has never turned his back on us, and we should never turn our backs on him. Because once you know who God is, and once you have God, you know, in your life, Satan's gonna come, Satan's gonna attack. But we have the power to say, get thee behind me, Satan. We have the power to tell him, basically to get lost and get out of our lives and stay away from our families, you know. Stay away from our businesses, stay away from our jobs, you know. So tonight I'm just going to pray real quick for anybody that's been attacked. Because I know personally that I've been going through a lot of stuff in my life. There's some of my Way Walkers family. They have their struggles. They have their times when the enemy has attacked them. And say that's it. As I said before, Satan doesn't like the fact that we do these shows. He doesn't like the fact that we have this ministry, and he basically wants to see us fail. He basically wants to see us, go under. Well, that's not gonna. Well, I come here to tell Satan, that's not gonna happen. That won't happen. And there's nothing that he can do about it. No matter what, we're still gonna push forward. We're still gonna do the work of God. And with that being said, Heavenly Father, tonight, I'm thankful for this minute. I'm thankful for this ministry. I'm thankful for, giving me this opportunity to come on air and to expose the lies, expose the tricks of Satan. Satan wants to basically see us fail. He basically wants to see us miserable and upset. But God, we know who you are. We know that you are the God that we serve. We know that you are our King. And tonight I pray for everyone, oh Lord God, Jesus, that's been attacked or is being attacked right now. Whether it's physical health, whether it's financially, whether it's mentally and emotionally, oh Lord God, I bind every plan of Satan right now. I curse every plan of the enemy because we know that Satan is a liar. We know that Satan is a liar, and we know where he's going to end up. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, Jesus, I say thank you once again for destroying every plan of the enemy. Satan, you have no Satan. You will take your hands off of God's children right now. I bind every one of your plans. I come against every one of your plans right now. I give God thanks for everything that He's doing in this ministry. I give God thanks for everything that He will continue to do moving forward. Lord, we know that we will succeed. We know that despite the fact that we get knocked down, you're gonna pick us up, and we're gonna come back even better, even stronger for you. So tonight, Lord God Jesus, I give you thanks for this special broadcast. I give you thanks for everyone that has tuned in and listened to us tonight. Overall, Lord God Jesus, I just want to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your name, Father, I say thank you. Amen. And amen. So that's gonna do it for me tonight. As I always say, it's an honor to come on. It's an honor to come on air and to do these shows whenever I'm given the opportunity. It's always an honor to come on air and to do these shows because opportunities like this they don't come along that often. So I'm thankful for being here. I'm thankful for Felix that decided to join me tonight. I'm thankful for all my Way Walkers family wherever they are. Lord be with you all. And as I said before, feel free to come back and listen to us speak. You can also feel free to join our group. We're all forever family. We're all family in there. So until then, just keep listening, keep viewing our page, and just come back and listen to us. That's gonna do it tonight. So God bless. Have a good night, and always remember to put God first in everything that you do. Amen. Good night, everyone.
All right.